many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John 1, 5-10. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5-10. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My theme for reflection is walking in the light of truth. Walking in the light of truth. God consistently calls us to live in reality, both seen and unseen, because that is where he is. John emphasizes that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. This means that to have true fellowship with God, we must walk in his light, embracing the truth and rejecting the darkness of sin. Walking in the light involves more than just outwardly good behavior. It requires an honest acknowledgement of our sins. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and deny the truth. But when we confess our sins, we experience God's faithfulness and justice in forgiving and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. This passage invites us to examine the integrity of our faith. Are we living in a way that aligns with the truth of God's light, or are we hiding in the shadows of self-deception? A true relationship with God requires transparency, humility, and a willingness to confront and confess our sins. My dear friends, this message is a powerful reminder to live authentically before God. In a world filled with distractions and temptations, it is easy to stray into the darkness of sin and justify our actions. Yet God calls us to step into his light where truth and grace abound. This passage also highlights the importance of community. Walking in the light not only brings us closer to God, but also fosters genuine fellowship with one another. In the light, we find mutual support and encouragement to grow in our faith and holiness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of your life need to be brought into the light of God's truth and grace? Number two, how can you cultivate a deeper sense of honesty and transparency in your relationship with God and others? Heavenly Father, thank you for being the light in which there is no darkness. Help us to walk in your light, embracing the truth and confessing our sins. Grant us the courage to live authentically before you and to seek fellowship with one another in honesty and love. May our lives reflect your light and bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.